Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, we go to the United States, where Donald Trump says he's one of the worst human beings this country has ever been exposed to. But James Comey, the former FBI director, says that an overnight decision to press criminal charges against him do not scare him, and he welcomes the judicial process to come.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged. You are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
James Comey there, the former FBI director. Let's get more on this with Larry Donnelly, who's a law lecturer at the University of Galway. Larry, critics of Donald Trump are saying it's unprecedented that he would direct people in the Department of Justice to indict on an individual case just because he's angry at that person. Do you agree with that assessment of what's happened here?
I do, Claire. If you look at what happened here, his own appointed U.S. attorney, Eric Siebert, was fired because this U.S. attorney looked at what was at stake here or at issue and decided there really wasn't much of a case here. And with the statute of limitations set to expire, Trump immediately installed someone very, very loyal, somebody with no experience whatsoever of criminal law, to go before a grand jury pursuing three different counts, one of which was rejected, but two of which were accepted by the grand jury, meaning that this case will go forward. But one of those is in terms of making a false statement in 2025 to the Senate, and another is in connection with the same false statement, obstruction. But the real chilling thing here is that Donald Trump, as a, you know, weaponized the United States Justice Department to pursue his own ends, and that is, in this case, a personal vendetta against former FBI Director James Comey, who he loathes for lots of things, including the Russia investigation, which he's called repeatedly the Russia hoax, Russia, Russia, Russia. We hear him say it all the time. But I think even more pointedly, there was a rather bizarre incident earlier this year where James Comey picked up stones on a beach that said 8647, which Trump and his allies took to mean get rid of the 47th president, Donald Trump. So he hates James Comey, and effectively what he's doing here is using the Justice Department to get at a political enemy. Mm-hmm.
That post from James Comey was extraordinary because, I mean, you could argue it was incitement, and I know he deleted it shortly afterwards. But the Trump administration, essentially, they're accusing James Comey of leaking to the media. Isn't that at the nub of all of this?
Yes, exactly. They're saying that, you know, he had authorized somebody at the FBI to leak about an investigation, and that he lied to the Senate Judiciary Committee about that. Now, the issue with why the prosecutor, the U.S. attorney in here, who's resigned, who was Trump's pick, looked at all the evidence, and the contemporaneous notes that existed revealed that James Comey actually was dead opposed to any leaking and actually convened a team to say, no leaks, we cannot have leaks of any of this of any sort. And it was actually somebody else within the FBI who appears to have been responsible. So there was a lot of doubts about the record here. There was doubts about the merits of this prosecution. The fact that it happened so long ago, now we're right up against the statute of limitations. I think that the weakness of the case is partly why James Comey is so robust in his response that he posted on social media. I don't think he thinks there's merit to the case. We shall see. But what we can hope for, again, I think this is very, very dubious, but again, we're in a situation where the judiciary, to some extent, the judicial branch is going to see if we'll see whether it's a bulwark against Trump's, I suppose, more extreme impulses.
So this is a test, really, you say, for the strength of the independence of the judiciary.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, this will we'll see how this moves. I mean, the arraignment is scheduled to happen on the 9th of October. This will work its way through its system. I suspect there will be motions, including motions to dismiss. It may take some time. If it goes to trial, ultimately, I presume it will be a trial by jury, and then we'll see what a jury makes of it, and then perhaps it may or may not go up on appeal. We'll see how it works its way out. Mm-hmm. But again, we see Donald Trump pushing the bounds, and one of the things I think that's worrying here is he also has signaled out, he signed an order basically saying we're going to go after bastions of left-wing terrorism in the United States, potentially the United States Senator Adam Schiff, also Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, perhaps even George Soros. So Trump, I suppose, in one sense, his supporters will say he said he was going to do all of this. When he campaigned, he said, I will be your retribution. And I think that's what he's at here.
Mm-hmm. You see, we see Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor of California, with his jokey social media presence, taking Donald Trump on at his own game, and they're highly entertaining. But is there anyone in the Democrats who can do anything substantive about this, about the erasure of the line between the White House and the Department of Justice?
Well, they can use their bully pulpits both on the floors of the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate, and of course, across the media, traditional media and social media, to raise consciousness about this. But what I suspect here, and again, this speaks to something far deeper than Donald Trump in the United States, is that, yes, for people who oppose Donald Trump, who worry about the rule of law, all those sorts of things, yes, they will say this is crazy. This is more evidence of an authoritarian in the White House. This is really dangerous to the rule of law, really dangerous to our order, to our institutions. However, you will have another segment of American society, which I would argue is bigger. One component of that are Donald Trump's ardent supporters, in the eyes of whom he can do no wrong. And then there is another, and they are the people who decide elections in the United States. And I'm afraid, Claire, that that segment of United States society are so browned off, are so jaded, are so worried about their own day-to-day situation that they've lost faith in the institutions. They've lost faith in all that our civic religion inculcates in us. And they look at this and just say, blah. And that, again, is what Donald Trump, in many respects, is counting on, that he can get away with just about anything because either his supporters will back him or people are indifferent, and he can paint the Democrats again, as he is wont to do, as this loony bunch of left-wing people who are out to get him.
Larry Donnelly, thank you for joining us on the programme. Larry is a law lecturer at the University of Galway. Now, from boom to bust and back again, Mattress Mick will be here to tell us his life story and all about his new memoir.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.